Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Cairo, Egypt. In the unity talks between the two factions of the Palestinian people, one faction is a terrorist organization, and the other claims to be moderate. But both want to kill the Jews and steal their land. That's the headline. In one moment, Itamar Marcus comes to these microphones to explain this confusing story.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Mahmoud Abbas is not really excited about uniting these two factions together, or is that a problem at all?
Mahmoud Abbas seen as a failure amongst his Palestinian population because it was under his rule that they split, that they had this division, and Hamas, literally, they had a civil war. So he would like to end his period as leader of the Palestinian Authority with the Palestinian population united. Hamas is, as all terrorist organizations are, Hamas's main concern are its weapons, are its tunnels that it's built into Israel, concerned about controlling its own army. They're never going to give up control of their army.
Hamas, of course, we've already said, listed as a terrorist organization. But Fatah also is a terrorist organization, only they're not listed as such in order to accomplish their goals.
That's absolutely correct. The international community is refusing to recognize on paper that Fatah is a terror organization. However, Fatah has led numerous terrorist campaigns against Israel, starting with the year 2000, the four-year terror war that they called Intifada. They led this campaign that murdered over 1,200 Israelis, mostly in suicide bombing. The person who heads Fatah is Mahmoud Abbas, who's the head of the PA. He still gives salaries to every terrorist who's arrested, killing an Israeli or injuring an Israeli. So that, like, clearly is a definition of a terror organization. You send terrorists to fight Israel and to kill Israelis, and then you reward them after the fact. Fatah is a terror organization in everything except the official status internationally.
Itamar Marcus, head of Palestinian Media Watch, trying to make sense out of the Palestinian unity talks that are going on in Cairo, Egypt. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. The Palestinian people in Israel holding unity talks in order to bring reconciliation about between these two factions in the Palestinian Authority is not good news for the Israelis. Should the talks succeed, Bible prophecy will be in place to be fulfilled. I'm talking about the book of Ezekiel, chapter 35. In this prophetic passage, the ancient Jewish prophet Ezekiel wrote how the Palestinian people would rise up in the last days to kill the Jews, Ezekiel 35:5, and then steal the land that God has given to the Jews. That's Ezekiel 35, verse 10. These reconciliation talks in the Palestinian world are actually setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...